So I will ask Sister Iris to read in Chinese. 她是用中文, I am going to speak in English. This passage comes from John chapter 21, verse 18 to 25. So if you have your Bible with you, you can turn to John chapter 21, verse 18 to 25, the very last portion of the Gospel of John.
今天经文阅读《约翰福音》二十一章十八到二十五节。我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着。就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。彼得看见他就问耶稣说：主啊，这人将来如何？耶稣对他说：我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是他不死，乃是说我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所信的事还有很多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Thank you. You know, let me see. You know, this passage describes a scenario that took place besides the Sea of Galilee, where the risen Lord appeared actually the third time to the seven disciples with a miraculous catch of fish, 153 in total.
这个场景发生在加利利海边，当复活的主向七位门徒显现，并带来了奇迹般的渔获，共153条。
You know, their original intention, the disciples' intention, was to return to their occupation as fishermen, as their leader Simon Peter had denied the Lord three times.
他们最初的意图是回归渔夫的职业，因为他们的领袖西门彼得曾三次不认主。
They were actually at a loss without the physical presence of our Lord. And even though he appeared to them after resurrection, actually twice already before.
即使在此之前主已复活显现，他们仍然因为失去主的亲身出现而感到迷茫。
Therefore the Lord asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
因此主问彼得，西门约翰的儿子，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Verse 18 goes on to say, I tell you the truth,When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
第十八节，我实实在在地告诉你，你年轻的时候自己束上腰，随意往来；但到了老年，你要伸出手来，别人要束上你的腰，带你到不愿意去的地方去。
Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God.
耶稣这样说是要表明彼得将怎样用自己的死荣耀上帝。
We know that Peter was crucified head down by Nero, the king of Rome.
我们知道彼得被尼禄领头倒挂在十字架上。
So Peter, at this point, he turned around and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved, that is John, who often leaned on Jesus' bosom and asked, What shall this man do?
彼得转过身来看见了耶稣所爱的那个门徒，也就是约翰，常常依在耶稣的怀里问他怎样。
这个中文是说这人将来如何， the different translation. Jesus answered, If I want him, I want John to remain alive until I return. What is that to you? You mind your business. You must follow me.
耶稣回答说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你只管跟从我。
Then John, the gospel said, explained later on, Jesus would actually keep John alive at an older age,in order to testify and to write down more and more teachings of Jesus on the scrolls.
约翰解释说，耶稣会让他在年老活下来，为了证明并将更多的事迹写在卷轴上。
So John concluded, Jesus did many, many other things as well.
耶稣总结到，约翰总结到，耶稣另外还行了许多神迹，如果一一写出来的话。
So if everything, every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world will not have room for the books that would be written.
我想连这个世界也容不下所要写的书籍。
So we know that John wrote the three epistles and also the book of Revelation.
约翰还写了三封书信和启示录。
And John's writings, were for the purpose of evangelization and apologetics for the whole Christian church in the following 20 centuries.
他的著作目的是为了基督教会在过去二十个世纪里的传福音和辩护。
So you see, the Apostle John, we call him the Beloved. He was actually anonymous in the gospel. He did not mention himself by name. Anonymous.
使徒约翰所爱的，在福音书中却未曾点名。
He was not always lovely or lovable by nature.
他并不总是以温柔可爱著称。
In actual fact, he and his older brother James, they were nicknamed by Jesus as Boanerges, sons of thunder or rage.
事实上，他和他的哥哥雅各都被耶稣称为波阿那亚的儿子，即义及雷之子，性情暴躁。
They have a very, very hot temper. And, you know, Luke also recorded that one time John saw someone who took, who was driving out demons in Jesus' name, but John took the liberty to forbid him because he was driving, he was using the name of Jesus, but he was not in their midst.
约翰一次擅自阻止一个人以耶稣的名赶鬼，因为他不是门徒中的一员。
So there was another time when the Samaritans refused to receive Jesus' team of disciples.
另一次，撒玛利亚人拒绝接待耶稣的门徒时。
James and John, they wanted to call for fire to consume the Samaritans.
雅各和约翰想招来火焰吞灭他们。
John was wrong both times, and James was wrong at least once. And they both received the rebuke of our Lord.
约翰两次都错了，雅各一次错了，两人都受到了主的责备。
So you see that it really would take time in the discipleship to be transformed to the disciple of love, John, leading on the bosom of our Lord.
要成为依赖主的爱的门徒，需要时间的转变。
Now let's turn to another topic, and that is in, recorded in Mark chapter 10. If you have the Bible, you can turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 35 to 45.
现在让我们转向马可福音第十章三十五节到四十五节。
Now this is a very interesting story. I know many of you know. The selfish ambition of John and James causing indignation to the other 10 disciples.
雅各和约翰的私心引起了其他十个门徒的不满。
Now, this incident actually took place in Jesus' later Perean ministry, shortly before his triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
这件事发生在耶稣晚期的佩拉亚事工中，就在他荣耀进入耶路撒冷之前。
Jesus again predicted his death and resurrection.
耶稣再次预言了他的死和复活。
But the disciples were arguing among themselves as who would be the greatest and the first.
但门徒们却在争论谁将是最伟大和第一位。
And Matthew recorded that their mother, Salome is actually Shalom, 这个 in Jewish, Shalom is peace, Shalom. Salome was also there.
马太记载说他们的母亲撒罗米也在场。
The three of them, Salome the mother and John and James, they came to Jesus, worshipping Jesus with a special prayer request.
他们三个人前来敬拜耶稣，带着一个特别的请求和祈祷。
They were asking Jesus to grant James and John to be sitting on the right and left side of Jesus in his glory.
请求让雅各和约翰坐在耶稣荣耀的右边和左边。
And Jesus asked, Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
耶稣问，你们能喝我所喝的杯吗？受我所受的洗吗？
They replied, We are able.
他们回答说，我们能。
Jesus said,You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with.
耶稣说，你们要喝我所喝的杯，受我所受的洗。
But to sit on my right or left is not for me to grant.
但坐在我的右边或左边不是我可以赐的。
These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
而是为谁预备了就给谁。
Then the other 10 disciples were very mad, very indignant. Jesus then went on the teaching.
其他十个门徒都感到十分的愤怒。
Jesus said, Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣接着说，连人子都不是来受服侍，乃是来服侍人，为多人做。
You know, this time I went to India, I saw many, many cows. I remember that this is the central theme of the book of Mark. The book of Mark describes a calf or a cow. The cow is serving all the time, giving and giving to humanity, giving the milk and giving the flesh finally, and do the hardest work for man.
当我再去印度的时候，可以看到很多的很多的牛为周围的人提供新鲜的牛奶和来服侍周围的人。
And then, you know, also it taught me some anatomy because you see Jesus in his throne, you know, right hand side and left side. The right hand side of the human heart is the right side of circulation, and the left hand side of Jesus is a left sided human circulation.
实际上人体右侧的循环代表洗礼围绕三尖瓣像人脸一样而左侧的循环代表主的晚餐或者圣餐围绕两尖瓣像嘴巴一样接受面包和饮杯这是所有基督徒所需的两种经历
So you see the open the right side tricuspid valve it has the appearance of the face of man you know triangle in shape and the two eyes are right inferior vena cava superior vena cavaAnd the coronary sinus, and small mouth. So the right side tricuspid valve is a human face, experiencing baptism. And then the left side, in the shape of a mouth, mitral valve, left side of circulation, is the mouth shape experiencing, like in the Paschal meal, you know, the meal during the Passover. When Jesus transformed the Paschal meal to becomethe Lord's table. So in the, we are opening our mouth all the time inside, receiving the bread of Jesus and drinking his cup, remembering him. So you see that this beautiful anatomy was actually not realized until there's a very famous Christian doctor called William Harvey.He decided that this is a right and left side circulation.
英国有一位很著名的医生叫威廉姆哈维写到了上面这样的描述。
You know, the wisest man recorded in the Bible is called Solomon, King Solomon, and Solomon in Proverbs 21:1 says, the man's heart, the king's heart is just like.Holding a water course, you know, in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord will direct the circulation according to his will. It's the heart of the king is like, you know, in the hand of the Lord, like a water course. And this water course, you see that all big pipes, you know, and these are the arteries and veins, big arteries and veins coming out from the heart. So Solomon was unable to solve this wonderful mystery of life, but William Harvey saw it. He was inspired.By John's record, you know, by Mark's record here, the right side and left side circulation. And we see that this is a beautiful, beautiful inspiration allowing the Christian world to go into medicine because of this understanding.
在箴言二十一章第一节说到了，王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
So now let us go further to another passage later on. Later on in John's life, he was recognized as the pillar of the church, just like Peter.
让我们回到加拉太书第二章第九节，使徒约翰作为教会的柱子。
You know, at the foot of the cross where Jesus was crucified, John was there, and he received Mary into his home.And cared for her. Okay, Mary was heartbroken, and John the disciple took Mary to his home.
在十字架下，约翰把耶稣的母亲玛利亚接到自己家中照顾她。
And then he ran to the empty tomb, and he arrived there earlier than Peter. He witnessed the shroud of Turin that wrapped Jesus' body, separate from the cloth on his face, and.He believed right away in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他跑到空的坟墓，比彼得更早到达，并且目睹了裹着耶稣身体的圣巾与盖在脸上的布分开。他相信了。
And he also received the great commission and witnessed the Pentecost and became the pillar of the church like Peter, and blessed the Samaritan church and received Paul the apostle.
他接受了大使命，见证了五旬节，成为了像彼得一样的教会柱子，去祝福撒玛利亚教会，并接待了保罗。
But then, at a later time in the life of the church, when both Peter and Paul, they were both martyred by Nero.
但在教会生活的后来时期，当尼禄将彼得和保罗处死时，彼得被倒挂在十字架上。
You know, Peter was.Crucified upside down, and Paul was beheaded. Okay, but then we know that all the 12 apostles, six of them, they were actually crucified one way or another.
彼得被倒挂在十字架上，保罗被斩首，其他六位使徒都被钉在十字架上。
John was the last to die.
约翰是最后一个死去的。
He was actually ministering in Ephesus.But he was exiled to the island of Patmos in Domitian's reign.
他在以弗所侍奉，但在多米提安的统治下被流放到帕特莫西岛。
He was actually sent for hard labor, labor with mining as a punishment, because they thought, you know, with all this punishment, he would die.
在他被迫在矿山劳动。
But many people said that he was.First actually sent to Rome, because he was so famous in Ephesus. He was first sent to Rome, and he was thrown into a hot cauldron of boiling oil.
有人说他先被送往罗马，并扔进滚烫的油锅中。
And he actually escaped death miraculously. How, we do not know. He made a great spiritual impact in Rome, and Domitian was stunned, and he decided to send John to Patmos to hard labor.
他奇迹般的逃脱了死亡，造成了巨大的属灵影响。多米提安大为震惊，但决定把约翰流放到帕特莫斯岛，强迫他进行矿山劳动。
So Paul, John's ministry in Patmos, according to the Book of Revelation, is directed to seven churches we all know in Asia Minor, and down through the ages to us today.
约翰在帕特莫斯的侍奉，耶稣的启示给七个教会，一直延续到今天。这也是启示录第五章，第一节到第十节的。
You know, it was on a Sunday in the island of Patmos, John met the risen Lord Jesus, who instructed him to write a circular letter to the seven churches in Asia Minor. He knew very well all these seven churches.
在帕特莫斯岛的一个星期日，约翰遇见了复活的主耶稣。耶稣只是他写信给他熟悉的亚洲小亚细亚七个教会。
Some tradition said that John was aided at this time, his old age, you know, by his nephew Prochorus, and he was aided by this younger man to writing and to deliver the circular letter to the seven churches later.
有些传统说，约翰在年老时得到他的侄子罗基的帮助，后者帮助他写信，并将这封信送到七个教会。
But in It is important to note that John later in the book of Revelation said he was brought up to the throne of heaven, just like Ezekiel, brought up right in the heaven and saw a vision after vision, vision after vision.
他后来被带到了天上的宝座前，看到了四个活物，像狮子、牛、人的脸和飞鹰，就像马太、马可、路加和约翰的福音一样。
So, as mentioned here, you know, the four living creatures were really very, very dynamic, very, very dynamic, resembling lion, ox, man's face, and flying eagle, just like the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So, he also saw the 24 elders.
他也看到了24位长老.
And also the title deed of the earth was a scroll in the right hand of our Father God on the throne.
地上的契约是父神手中的一卷书，这本书在地球上打开了。
And this title deed was opened by the Lion of Judah, also called the Lamb of God, with seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into the whole world, assisting the church in fulfilling the Great Commission.
这本书打开后是犹大之师羔羊之羔有七角七眼，这是神的七灵被差遣到全地，帮助教会实现大使命。
You know, if you look at Revelation chapter 5, you know, there are quite a few visions. In chapter 5, you know, verse 7 to 10, it said, He came, and that is the Lamb of God, came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And then the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they fell down before the Lamb.
启示录第五章第七到第十节说，他来到那宝座，他来拿那坐在宝座上的右手里的书卷，四活物和24位长老都伏在羔羊面前。
Each one of them had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of saints.
他们各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And then they sang a new song, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation.
他们唱起了新歌，说：“你配拿书卷，揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用你的血从各族、各方、各民、各族中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”You
have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
叫他们归于神，做国民，做祭司，在地上做王。So
to the Christians, our human body is actually the temple of God. With the four chambers inside and valves inside our hearts resembling the four living creatures. And together, the four together, they resemble the Lamb of God with seven horns and seven eyes.
对于基督徒来说，我们的身体，人体是神的殿宇，心脏的四个腔室和鞭魔象征着四个活物，他们一起象征着拥有七角七眼的羔羊。
You know, well, many people ask me, you know, why, where do you find the seven eyes? Seven horns. Just look at the seven eyes. Huh? There are four eyes in the right, left atrium and three eyes in the right atrium. Seven eyes. Now, in our brainstem, carrying the vital functions, we have 12 cranial nerves on each side. Isn't it true? And a total of 24 cranial nerves on both sides, just like the 24 elders.
在我们携带重要生命功能的脑干中，我们有十二对脑神经，各每侧各十二对，总共24对，就像24位长老一样。
And Jesus said, "I am the vine; you are the branches."
耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。”These
cranial nerves are just branching from the brainstem.
这些脑神经从脑干分支出来。
One more thing, it is very interesting. You know, Jesus made his discourse in the Mount of Olivet, you know, Olivet discourse about his second coming. And he was gathered before him in front there are four disciples. And that is Peter and Andrew and John and James.
耶稣在说到他的重生有四位门徒，他们是彼得、安德利、雅各和约翰。
You know, these four disciples, they are very, very close to Jesus, and they are all also represented in our body. You know, besides John and James on the right and left hand side of the Lord, we have Peter in front, and then we have Andrew at the back of our brain. Do you know that?
就好像彼得就是代表嗅觉神经，安德利代表视觉神经。
So Peter, the nose, you know, the foremost disciple, he's the first cranial nerve. First cranial nerve is olfactory nerve, and that is the nose covering, and the nose is look like the cross upside down, Peter. And then at the back, you have St. Andrew's cross. St. Andrew's cross is the second optic nerve, optic chiasma. This is St. Andrew's cross, it's right there. So you can see the marvel of the human body, and we can see the beauty of the Lord Jesus and the disciples serving him, front and back, right and left.
我们的身体就是神的殿宇，彼得代表嗅觉神经，安德利代表视觉神经，雅各和庄，和约翰在左边和右边。
So in conclusion, you know,In the book of Revelation, chapter 11, it says, When the seventh angel will appear and sound his trumpet, there will loud voice in heaven, which said,
结论，启示录第十一章第十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
世上的国成了我们主和他基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
You know the apostle, Paul and Peter and Philip and John, they all ministered in today's Turkey.
使徒保罗、彼得、腓力和约翰都在今天的土耳其侍奉。
You know Paul wrote the book of Galatians, book of Ephesians, Colossians. These are all churches in Colossae, in Turkey.
保罗写到加拉太书、以弗所书和哥罗西书。
And then Peter in the first Peter first chapter and first verse, Peter mentioned all the places in Turkey. That's including Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia Minor, Bithynia. These are all in Turkey.
彼得前书第一章第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太。加布多多加亚西亚比托尼寄居的，这些都是在土耳其，现在土耳其。
And even the tombs of John today is in Ephesus, and the tomb of Philip today is in Hierapolis, also in Turkey.
这些也都是在土耳其地区。
就他们的坟墓啊。So you know, today Turkey is a very staunch Muslim nation.
现在土耳其是一个坚定的穆斯林国家。
So I will remind you to pray for me. I will be going to Lebanon next month, but then afterwards I will be going to Turkey.
接下来的一个月，我计划去黎巴嫩，进行我的医疗使命，然后再去土耳其。
You know, whether it be Nepal or India or Lebanon or Turkey, all these Indian and Muslim kingdoms, they will soon become.The kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
无论是尼泊尔、印度、黎巴嫩还是土耳其，这些印度教和穆斯林王国很快就会成为我们主和基督。
So our South Campus today, our South Campus Church is really privileged. We are serving the Indians and the Muslims in our midst at IUPUI, in order to fulfill the Great Commission. And one day, all these nations will become Christian nations.
就像我们现在的南校区教会将会吸引将会继续吸引印度人和穆斯林加入我们的团体。
I'm going to show you some pictures, okay? All right, this is Kashmiri. Kashmiri is northern part of India. They are the most enriched people group. They have millions and millions of people there in Kashmiri. Mainly, these are the Muslims.
在克什米尔地区，有很多很多的这些未得之民。
Okay, and this is down in Gujarat. Okay, Gujarat Kumbhi. Kumbhi is another group. They also have millions and millions of people in northern India, Gujarat. We went there this time. 另外一个魏德之名 叫 Gujarati. Gujarat 中文就翻译什么啊? Gujarati, 我也不知道. Gujarat, there's a, right there, there are a lot of people. Okay, now, we at CCCI last winter, December, we sent, you know, quite a few people, six of us, okay, went to, and Wugang went to, we arrived there in Nepal, and we went to India, okay, the rest of us. So the, we were gathering there, right, at the airport, you know, we were very, very happy, okay? And this is after lots and lots of prayer. Okay, now, the besides Reverend Zhang and myself, we have two ladies. The one in the middle is April Huang, and then also Gao Daying, Zimei, they were helping us. So the four of us, we will call team members of SEAL members, SEAL, S-E-A-L, SEAL, okay, all right, okay. And you can see, we were greeted, everywhere we go, we were greeted by, this is a Gujarat, you can see a lot of young people there. Every, we mainly go to the rural area. 每一个村庄都, 我们都看见很多, and you see, we have lunch break in one of the restaurants there. They are not too bad. They are Indian food, we all know here. We know what is Indian food. Okay, and then everywhere you go, you know, you see cows and calves, and they were welcoming us, okay? And on the roads in India in particular, if you are in a highway, you know, all the cars and trains and all the buses, they will give way to the cows and the calves. The cows in particular, they are respected as sacred, okay? Anyway, as I said, the book of Mark is saying that these animals, they were designed by God to serve us and to give us the very, very best sacrifice animals. Now, this is a place where many, many of the young, well, not the young, exactly in the village, you know, they put their heart, their hand right in front of their heart, and they were praying to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. They were praying after the pastor. So, and then we have dinner on the floor often with people there in the church and so on. And this is another team of four working together at Gujarati. They were also with us. And these are from either from Canada or America. So in one of the large gatherings, this is a church gathering in Gujarat. You know, they have more than 200 people there gather in that way, in that day. These are the tribal people. The tribal people, they are called the Bills. So they have a lot of gathering, and they were very happy to see all the Chinese faces. And then all of a sudden, we have two of these people in the congregation. They were on the floor. One is on the floor, and then the other one raising the hand. Actually, they are demon possessed. 这个你看见这个张牧师, 你有没有看得见啊? 张牧师跟那黄平姊妹，他们的后面，这他们就赶鬼了。黄平姊妹赶那个这个后面的，就是那个手提起来的那个姊妹，这张牧师赶那个鬼呢，就是躺在地上的，看得见的张牧师啊。所以这个是很重要的，他们都赶鬼。So we thank the Lord for giving our pastors and our Christian co-workers the strength. In the name of Jesus, we commanded the evil spirit, the demon possessed, to be healed, the evil spirit to be cast out. And this is in another village. We have people here raising their hands, want to receive Christ. And in the front view of this photograph is actually a Christian. He asked these other people in the village to come to attend the village meeting. And you can recognize that this man sitting in front, he has a small head. This small head is called a microcephaly. His whole family, they are just like that. Well, we saw quite a few of them. So they may have some mental deficiency, you know, in their brain and working, but yet he loves the Lord. You know, he invited many of his friends in the village to come and listen, and they raised their hands to become Christians. So we also went to Kashmir, and then Kashmir is high up up north in India with many Muslims, and this is a picture of Modi, the Prime Minister. So Kashmir is famous for tourism and where spirituality meets solace. So they try to get warm by burning coal inside the urn, and then they will use blankets to cover their feet, you know. So, 这个比较冷啊。 Now, finally, let me just show you our human body is really very, very well designed. Now, this is actually the central part inside our brain, the cerebral arteries, okay? You look at the distance. Do you see that this is look like a the head with the body? Would you agree to that? It's a head and body. Why? Why is it that when we are structured in such a way? You see, because when Jesus, he was sacrificed on the cross, you know, replacing all the bloody sacrifice by the animals, he used his own body. So after resurrection and ascension to heaven, he presented himself to the heavenly temple, you know, and you know, if blood vessels like in the form of a human body. So we know that this represents our Lord Jesus Christ. So that gives us strength to want to share this good news to other people who do not know it, because Jesus was inside, you know, predestined and designed by God, you know, for them, presenting himself. And here is another picture. You see the brain, if you take the brain and show the underside in front, you see the picture of a man in the center, okay? And then sitting down below will be cerebellum, okay? But in the middle is the person, and then on top, this the St. Andrew's cross. This is the optic nerve. That's what I said. In the front, you have the olfactory nerve, and Peter, the shape of Peter, head upside down, okay? And at the back is the St. Andrew's cross. And there are 12 cranial nerves on each side. And these represent, we believe, that this, the disciples are the apostles of Jesus Christ. And then later on, the book of Revelation said there are 24 elders. So you count them, these are coming from Christ, okay, emanating from Christ, the 24 elders and the 12 apostles. So this is beautiful. You know, the back of this person is all the matter, the white matter. They are in convoluted, matter, you know. And these are just like clouds. You know, you go and look at the clouds. When there are clouds are coming together. So actually, the clouds behind the person coming, Jesus Christ, the clouds represent us. We Christians one day will join Jesus and the 12 apostles and the 24 elders. The Christians and also the angels in heaven, we will come behind Jesus like the clouds up in heaven. And we will come back again into this world and to enter into the battle of Armageddon. And this is the final battle. So we are actually pictured in this brain. And this is something. So also in this picture, do you see the human face in this picture in the center? Can you see the two eyes and the nose in the center? And then the mouth down below? Can you? Why is that so? You see, this looks like a judge. You know, in the British judge court system, the judge will wear a special hat, okay, in the court, you know, like the hair. You know, they wear a special wig, you know, and they are judging judging the so Jesus one day will come back as a judge, judging all humanity. And this is all already also in the human body. So this is wonderful. Not only is the heart, you see all the stories of Jesus and the brain, you know, Jesus is just wonderful. Where often I just look at this, I marvel and thank the Lord that God knows that we today, the one who is inside of us is greater than the one that is in the world. 在我们里面的比这个世界上的更大, more powerful. So today, we are, whether you like it or not, God put us in the South Campus. Among us, you know, we have not only Indians, but we have Muslims. We have many, many people who do not know the Lord Jesus. So we need to pray for them, love them, and share the good news to them. Thank you so very much. Lord bless you.